There was a time, not long ago, when we heard a lot about
Brexit.
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 After a bit of back and forth, the UK officially left the European Union on January the 31st. Since then, Britain and the EU have been focused on making arrangements for their future relationship. Or at least they had been until
the coronavirus outbreak.
Coronavirus continues to spread.
With a transition period in place, things haven't changed much yet. But time is fast ticking towards an end-of-year deadline to strike a trade deal before the UK leaves the EU. Negotiations haven't been going particularly well, if at all.
Taken a test that has come out positive.
The EU chief negotiator Michel Barnier and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson both had cases of COVID-19. And any talks that haven't been cancelled have been all the more difficult without face-to-face contact. With key issues including access to the single market, fishing rights and the UK-Ireland border unresolved, there's a long way to go if a deal is to be struck in time. Against the backdrop of a global pandemic, Brexit is back.